ready to rock and roll tonight, huh? KB3JQQ.
I'm prepared. Cool. He's the one that the test is needed for my test. Cool. Awesome. That's 3RES. Pass, jump off.
Alright, you're a little noisy there, Ray, but I heard you say you passed your test. Congratulations. Welcome to the extra world.
KB3MXM on. Good evening, everyone. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I will be starting the Maryland DC EchoLink net in just a moment or so, and we're going to just start a little bit later, just a few more minutes to let everybody check in. So again, just stand by. We'll be right back. KB3MXM. Good evening, and welcome to the Maryland DC section EchoLink net. My name is Marty, KB3MXM. We'll be starting in just a few minutes. Please stand by. Good evening, everyone. We'll be starting in just a few minutes. A few more stations will be checking in with us. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the section manager, Maryland, D.C., so please stand by while the stations are checking in. All right, thank you. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the section manager, Maryland, D.C., and we're getting quite a good list going this evening. I'm going to give it just a little bit longer before we get started, and we'll kick things off here in about a minute. KB3MXM. All right, very good. Thank you all for being so patient this evening, and we'll go ahead and get started with the Maryland DC section EchoLink. Here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system and connected repeaters, and I'd like to first start off by just a quick introduction. Stand by. If you're connecting via the W3SMD link system, we hear you just fine. And I see it's unmuted, so thank you. Just stand by. We'll get to everyone, hopefully, this evening. Just introductions here. So you're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Conference and NET, which is held on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW WASH_DC EchoLink node. Other repeaters may be connected, and those stations that are connected by RF to those stations do not appear in the text window or on the roster, and we will call for those stations when we announce those repeaters. As always, if the repeater operator or repeater trustee or owner is on here, or I know that person, I will ask for the first individual who I see associated with the repeater to check in, give us a few words, and then call for other stations on their linked system. Great. For this evening's net, I would encourage you all to share what you know going on in your area when it's related to ham radio. Most of the cancellations are all posted on your website. If there's anything that's not or you need to share with the group here, please, please tell us what's going on. There's information that has already been published on the MDC website on the ARRL. I sent out the news earlier today, and I put some postings up on Twitter and Facebook. But I encourage you, if you have any input into your own organized social media outlet, web page, Facebook, please keep it up to date, accurate, and timely. Right. During these times, we have to be very careful and cautious about cybersecurity and privacy. The National Security Agency recommends a heightened awareness. And you need to scrutinize and protect your organizational information and your personal identifiable information. Please seek verifiable confirmation for news, information, email, social media, amateur radio, and telecommunication calls that you may receive or be to be involved with. During these fluid situations, be mindful of disinformation, such as phishing scams, attempts to gain access to your PII, or through social media accounts. Do not discuss your medical information, your personal information on the air, and if in doubt, hesitate, then find out. Great. Let me also say that having safety concerns for everyone is most important. Above all, your good health is needed to support your communities, served agencies, partners, organizations, while we manage through the COVID-19 and other potential crises. You must use the greatest caution and seek guidance from your healthcare and medical service professionals if you have questions. Share your locally gained knowledge or impacts from COVID with your partner agencies and professional service. Ask and seek guidance around the COVID from your ham community, and make sure you protect your fellow hams, family, and friends. And then please obey Maryland and D.C. laws for limited travel and gathering. High-risk individuals, high-risk health individuals should exercise the most extreme precautions during this period of time. Great. All right, bear with me. I'm almost over here. Disaster response plans. These are very important to all of us. We all communicate. We communicate well. You're communicating now by being online, and I'm sure you're involved in communications away from the Internet and from ham radio, but this applies to all of you. Disaster response plans are very important. Collaborate and support disaster response plans in your local emergency management area. Keep your section's ARES leadership and section manager in the loop, please. Be prepared to help your MCOM partners when needed for emergency crisis or communications, and call your local MCOM partners. Let me say that again. Contact your local MCOM partners. That might also be your served agencies or VOADs, V-O-A-D-S. To identify any unmet needs, please review your action continuity plans. For connections with the emergency support functions, you've all heard of this. If you're into this at all, you know we have ESF numbers 632. Know what those are. Suggest your teams brief up on the Maryland Emergency Plan, which is online, and FEMA, ICS, NEMS, and National Planning Framework. Great. And the last. It is unfortunate and frustrating, but reassuring to know that our MDC section members, amateur radio clubs, ARES, volunteer examiners, event coordinators, and members are making informed and rational decisions to protect fellow hams in our communities by avoiding possible COVID-19 contact. The knowledge of COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, will hopefully reach everyone, and our knowledge of the word pandemic will improve. Stay well, all of you. All right, that's the end of that. Let me take a break. Let the repeaters reset. Let me take another snapshot of the roster list. I'll be right back. KB3MX. All right, thank you very much. I want to give you some time back this evening. I know it's been a stressful week for many of you who have been working and have other responsibilities, and for those who are teleworking with a change of routine and schedule, I hope tonight will not take very long. We'll go through the list as quickly as possible. Let's try to keep any sort of training or educational things away for right now. Let's cover the topic. I want to hear from everyone on my list, and I'll call each of you that I have on my list, including the repeater. So with that, we'll get started. Great. First, I'd like to recognize WI3N, Jim, from our Atlantic Division. Thank you, Jim, for joining us this evening. Jim, do you have any words for the net, sir?
Okay. Good evening, Marty. Thank you very much. Glad I'm able to check in this time. I missed the last one. But, in the city of Laurel, they've activated their EOC. The amateur radio folks are not activated as of yet, but we are allowed to get in and access our shack there. So I would say everybody, you know, keep a distance and please stay safe. Back to net. Thank you, WI3N.
All right. Thank you, Jim, for that situational awareness. So Laurel EOC is activated. No hams are required. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of places. Next on my list is W3YVQ. Al, section traffic manager, any words for the net, sir?
Hey, well, good evening, everyone on the conference this evening, Marty and Jim, et cetera. I think this is an opportunity, as well as a period of stress. Those of you who have some time at home or are working at home, you may find it more convenient to check into the NTS nets, such as MEPN, which has now moved up to 6 p.m. for a formal call to the pre-net at 5:30. And perhaps even come on to those nets, including the Baltimore traffic net at 6:30 on 145.33, and talk to the officials of the nets that are present there every night about perhaps taking some traffic handling training. And we can arrange to do that over here on Echolink, which is a bit more convenient than on the air, if you desire, and take advantage of this period of time when you're not going to be out and about as often, and to make some advances in that direction. The NTS nets are all operating normally here in section, including the region and area superstructure that supports them for the afternoon cycle and the full cycle for in the evening. So we look forward to hearing from you from each of your respective counties so that you might develop a rapport with the traffic handlers who come to work on those nets every single day of the year. And 7-3, be well, W3YVQ.
All right, thank you very much, Father Al, and appreciate those words for the net this evening. I also suggest, I'll just to hinge on what Father Al said, if you've ever wanted to take a few minutes and maybe perhaps start to try your hand or fist at CW, this might be the time to do it. Lots of activity. I heard just earlier today they were bragging about how 40 meter was wide open. So listen, see if you can hear this, and then seek out some help and maybe learn some Morse code. That would be helpful too. Thank you very much, sir. All right, next on my list, well, I'm going to go down about five or six, maybe seven, and then we're going to get to the repeaters. Next on my list is KB3SDN. Ed, any words from that? All right, nothing heard there. Let me try to prep this up. Next is going to be Jeff, KB3SPH, followed by Stu, WI3J. So Jeff, KB3SPH, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. I was net control for the Maryland DC high frequency hospital net this past Wednesday, 18 March, and we had 34 check-ins, a good number from across the section and even a few from Delaware. The next hospital net is on 22 April. Back to net, 7-3, KB3SPH.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Ed. I mean, thank you, Jeff, for that information. I have to move that. I put it by head. Stand by. Stand by all. As they say in sailing, I'm single-handing it today. All right, let's go to Stu, WI3J.
Hey, good evening, Marty, everyone. And that's WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland, enjoying the early summer day today. Now that we can't go anywhere, senior centers closed and gyms are closed or whatever. Time to get out and take some long walks, enjoy the weather, and get some exercise. So there you go. Yeah, the nets have been very busy. All the nets that I've heard about and been on, I guess people are held up at house or whatever. So, you know, the hams are, you know, coming back on the nets. So they've been very lively. That's good to know. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
All right, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Stu. And Jim, WI3N, also says that the Laurel exploring virtual club meetings. Many of you, I'm sure you are, with Zoom and others, go-to meetings, Meetup, Microsoft Teaming. Some of them are free, some of them are limited. But you know something, right here on Echolink, you can use this too. All right? And also, I did not put any schedules in the section news about VE testing or training or HamFest. If you're here listening to this net, I think you are probably capable of going out to the internet and searching. I did put the links in there to find the HamFest and find testing. You know how to find a club. Contact the host, the sponsoring organization, before you're planning to go there. I'm sure if it's anywhere in the state of Maryland, it's most likely been canceled or postponed. So please check that ahead of time. All right. Yeah, I know. It varies a lot. I'm sorry. I'm on an old mic here, guys. Okay, and I look away, and that's what happens. Let's go to Tommy. November 3, TJO. After that is Ross. Whiskey 2, okay. First, Tommy. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. The Goddard Amateur Radio Club is running a 12 noon check-in net on the WA3NAN repeater. And 146.835, and that's got a minus 6, no PL. So people are just checking in if they need anything, if anybody needs somebody to run to the store for them or something. People are online. People are available. And that's it for me. Stay healthy. N3TJO.
A-Q.
All right, very good. Well, let's go to Ross, and then we'll go to Doug. Doug, K-A-3-Y-M-I. Doug is after Ross. Go ahead, Ross.
Okay, thanks, Marty. Well, I don't really have anything for the net. I had some time on my hands, and I thought I would check in and see what's going on and see if I could be of any help to anybody. So that's it for me. Thanks again. It's W2OK.
All right, very good. And John, WB3GXW, reminds us that WA3NAN is also on Equilink. Thank you. All right, let's go to Doug, KA3YMI. All right, nothing from Doug. Let's go to Lee. Kilo Mike 3 Delta Romeo. Lee, a few words for the net. Go ahead, sir. All right, nothing heard there. Let's take a break here for just a moment, and then we're going to go to our repeaters. The first one up is going to be the KA2JAI. Let's take a break, and when I come back, I'll call KA2JAI. Stand by.
In the section, we have no traffic at this time. We've been doing the telework thing, so we haven't had to go out too much other than a few little odds and ends. But otherwise, we are doing our part to keep distance. So with that. And having a hard time with the device here. So with nothing further, we'll pass it back to Net Control from KM3DR.
Working just fine. Finally, very good. All right, let's take a break. And then when I come back, I'll be calling for KA2JAI. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section of EchoLinkNet here on the WB3GXW, WASH_DC EchoLink node and linked repeaters. Stand by. All right, we're back, KA2JAI. And after we check in with our visitors on KA2JAI, I'm going to go to my Skywarn reps. I've got Tom, W3TDH on here, and I've got Kurt. And he's listed as Skywarn. So we'll go to those two stations after the repeater check with JAI. All right, let's see if Mike, are you on? And if so, please give us some words and call stations on JAI, please.
KA2JAI is here. How copy, Marty?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay, thank you, Marty. Just wanted to be sure. Conditions don't seem normal here tonight. Anyway, we are having our monthly ARES meeting tomorrow, Saturday morning, as usual. However, it will not be an in-person meeting. We are going to conduct a virtual meeting on the Internet instead. We had an excellent meeting last month. We reviewed our training requirements and also had an excellent presentation from Chris, AB3WG, on traffic handling and radiograms. Tomorrow we're going to give a little bit more information on traffic handling and what we learned there. We practiced during the ARESnet on COMEXes, by the way. Tomorrow we are also going to have a presentation on Anderson Power Poles, and we're hoping that later in the year we'll be able to get together and do some hands-on training with that. Okay, let me look for check-ins here. First of all, I already have checked in K3TEL, W3MAM, N7JKR, and NK3D. So if you four would stand by, I'm going to ask for other check-ins who are on the 442 dot repeater. Please call now.
Whiskey 3, Juliet Foxtrot Yankee.
KB3, JWT.
Whiskey 3, Hotel Jameson.
November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
Kilo Bravo 3, Yankee Mike Kilo.
Kilo Charlie 3, November Tango Golf.
Whiskey 3, Victor Oscar.
Okay, I'm not going to confirm because we've got a long list and we need to move along. So let me just start on down the list, please. Try and keep your comments brief and relevant because we got a ways to go yet, lots of people to check in. Let me begin with W3MAM. Your comments, please.
Good evening, all. Whiskey 3 Mike, Alpha Mike, Dave, and Glenn Burney. And this is my very first attempt at using Echolink. So far, so good. W3MAM, back to net.
Thank you, Dave. N7JKR, go ahead with your comments.
This is N7JKR in Rosedale, Maryland. Glad to be back in Maryland. I've been in New Mexico for the last 2 weeks and finally got home today. Back to net controls, N7JKR.
Thank you. NK3D, go ahead. Okay, moving on to K3TEL.
This is K3TEL. Say good evening to everybody. And all I have to say is I know we're all stir crazy and can't go anywhere, but just keep safe and stay your distance. And hopefully we'll get through this. We'll all get through this. So 7-3 all, K3TEL. Over.
Thank you, Arnold. WJ3K, go ahead.
Good evening, all WJ3K. I'm trying to stay well. Monitor this repeater. Whenever I'm awake, when I'm driving in the area with my HT or sitting in the office, 442.3, WJ3K.
Okay, Dave, Juliet Foxtrot Kilo, you are next. Go ahead.
This is November 3, JFY. No comments for the net. Just first time checking in.
Thanks for checking in, Dave. KB3KWT, go ahead.
I have no comments. KB3KWT.
Jameson, give us your call sign again and then go ahead with your comments.
Whiskey 3, Kilo, Limbo, Hotel. First time check-in. We put D-shape.
Q.
Thank you. N3SEO.
Hello, this is N3SEO, Frank. Serena Park, all is well here. Back to net. N3SEO.
Thank you. And next is N3YMK.
Correction, KB3YMK. No comments from the net. First time checking in. Hope all is well.
Okay, sorry, I corrected the call sign. Thank you. KC3 NTG.
Yep, KC3 NTG, no comments for the net. Back to net, KC3 NTG.
WA3G.
This is WA3G, Eric, in Millerville. Nothing to report, just hunkering down and trying to stay safe. 7-3, WA3G.
A call sign ending in VO, Victor Oscar, go ahead.
KC3, Victor Oscar. On 147-825 Oxon Hill, Maryland, emergency power, portable, no traffic at this time, over.
Okay, did I miss anyone?
Kilo 3 Alpha Charlie Tango.
KCA3T, go ahead.
This is Chuck, Kilo 3 Alpha Charlie Tango. I do have some remarks for the net. I'm a member of AARC, Anne Arundel Radio Club, which is the proud sponsor of the Maryland QSO party, the MDC QSO party, which will be next August. So I want to alert all you members of clubs that we're giving out a special new trophy this year, the club participation trophy. All clubs should have been notified about this. It'll be on our website telling all about how you can help your club earn this trophy for the Maryland DC CUSO party. So I hope everybody will check in on that, and we'll look forward to better times next August when we're all having a good time at the party. Thanks a lot, Mike. K3ACT, back to net.
And thank you for the information. Marty, I will at this point turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI.
All right, that was an excellent list. Just one thing, Kilo, our November Kilo 3 Delta was in the text window. He says he's here, but no transmit button on the PC. So I will check in also November Kilo 3 Delta. And hang on just a second. Let me check with Scott. Scott, did you miss any call signs on that list there?
I have no way of knowing. I think I got them all. I think I got them updated. KB3JQK.
All right, very good. Thank you. Excellent list. Thank you, Mike. All right, the next repeater we're going to go to is the W3ICF right after we talk to our Skywarn reps here on the... We've got Tom, W3TDH, and then after that will be Kirk, WA3TOI. Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, sir. We were in the middle of plans to replace the beam at the Sterling Forecast Office, but as you might imagine, all visits except for desk operators during activations. All visitors to the office are canceled. They still want us to send desk operators, and we are making sure we're able to do that. We have had no activations in the last month or more, although there is some threat for late this evening, but I hope it doesn't really materialize. Back to net, W3TDH.
All right, thank you, Tom. Now we're going to go to WA3TOI, Kurt. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. But the only thing I have to comment on is the traffic's been a lot lighter going back and forth to work, and yes, I am still working. I'm considered emergency essential, so I have to report, but they are paying me double pay for having to do that. Other than that, not much going on, and I'll kick it back to you. WA3TOY.
All right, and I have another one. I have N3RO. N3RO, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And Marty, and Skywarn's been quiet here in Frederick, of course. The weather's been pretty mild lately. I am going to conduct a net control, Skywarn net control class for Frederick County net controllers before the summer Skywarn season gets heated up, but obviously we'll be waiting to see where COVID-19 goes before getting any group together. Other than that, back to net, N3RO, Frederick.
All right, very good. Thank you. Be patient, folks. We're going to get to everybody. I am absolutely sure of that this evening. Let's go to W3ICF. Philip, you and anyone on your system will check in now. Thank you.
Good evening, Marty. W3ICF here. Things are going pretty par for course up here. I've had a lot of guys stepping in, backing me up there for some net control jobs on Tuesdays and Fridays, and I do appreciate all their help up here. Right now I have one Echolink connection, KC3IEF Dave, and then I will check to see who's on the repeater. Go ahead, Dave. Turn it back to me, and then I'll check the repeater, the RF side.
Good evening, everybody. KC3IEF. Nothing really to add, just hope everybody's staying safe. I work in Montgomery County as a tow truck driver, and things have been really slow, so I'm glad to see that everybody's heeding the warnings and doing the things that they're supposed to do. Back to you, Phil. W3ICF, KC3IEF.
Thank you, Dave. I'll check now and see who we got on the RF side there on 14673. Come ahead. Any connections there on the RF want to check in? W3ICF, come ahead, please.
Kilo 3, Romeo Lima Whiskey.
Got a double again. Come in again, please. Looking for the two people doubled up there. Come back in slowly. W3ICF, RF check-in.
W3, Romeo, Lima, Whiskey.
K3, KOH.
KB3, EOL.
Any additional RF check-ins on the W3ICF-R repeater? Right now I'm showing four. Okay. 3RLY. I missed the first character there. Take it, please.
K103, Romeo Lima Whiskey.
Any comments?
Q.
I'm coming in from the eastern shore, so hopefully I'm hitting the repeater okay. Just same sentiments as everybody. Just everybody stay safe. K3RLW.
Okay. Not from the W3ICF repeater. That's quite all right. Let me move down there to K3KOH. Pick it up, please. W3ICF.
W3ICF, K3KOH. No comment, 73, be well. Thank you. K3KOH.
Thank you, Kurt. Now let me move down there to Sandy, KV3EOF. Go ahead, Sandy.
KV3EOF. Well, things are quiet here in Middletown. No comments. Back to Phil, KV3ICF.
I think I'm missing one off of the RF side there, this W3ICF. If you didn't get called, speak up, please. Don't hear anybody else, Marty. I guess we've got it covered there. I'll turn it back to you. And everyone be safe. We've had at least one report in Frederick County. So everyone be careful out there. W3ICF, back over to Net Control. Take it, Marty.
All right. Thank you, Phil, and for checking in. Thank everyone else for checking. Thanks everybody who also checked in there with Phil and W3ICF. And I think you guys do the WeatherNet out of that. You do it off of that repeater and EchoLink. Do you do WeatherNet off of there?
We do a WeatherNet here. I'll leave that information back to Rick there. N3RO, he is WeatherNet Control, and it is operated Thursday night, 7:30 on 146-730. Go ahead. Do you want to add anything there, Rick?
No, you've got it perfect, Phil. The WeatherNet continues to grow and be quite active. It's a net for training in skywarn and general weather, although the last net this week we spent the net on COVID-19 and the net went for almost an hour. Back to you, Marty, N3RO.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Now we're going to move down to KB3JQQ. Scott. Scott's for logging us this evening and keeping me out of trouble, I guess. Scott, any words and anybody on your system?
No, y'all been keeping me pretty busy with the net tonight, because all the check-ins. I just pulled the GXW repeater, and there was another station there, W3FA, that you couldn't see. So you can maybe pick him up. Other than that, just trying to keep clean, and my scan has been crazy. KB3JQQ.
All right, Scott, thank you. All right, I know the, yes, W3SMD is on mute. I'll give you a chance to come back. Just remember the Roger beep or the beep on there will be temperamental with everybody. So if you want to come off of mute, I'll try to watch the screen. Right now we're going to go to KC3DSO. Stephen, he's the Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator. Stephen, a few words for the net while we see if SMD repeater comes off of mute. Go ahead, sir.
KC3DSO to everyone on the net. Hope my audio is working okay. Just a couple of quick announcements. The ARESMET meeting that was scheduled for next month at the Georgetown, Delaware ARL State Convention is canceled because they've canceled the entire convention and HamFest. The first WinLink, the MDC section WinLink check-in was held on March 10. We had 19 check-ins, 6 telnet, 10 packet, and 3 HF. 19 total check-ins. Anybody wants instructions, just send me an email, my call sign, kc3dso@gmail.com. As far as PG County is concerned, the EOC is operated, but it's at minimal level, and they do not need amateur radio support. That's it for me, Marty. Back to you. KC3DSO.
All right, Stephen. When's the MDC Winlink check-ins? What day is that?
The Winlink check-ins is on the second Tuesday of every month. And they just simply send an email via Winlink, RF, or Telnet to MDCASEC, MDCASEC. I can send anybody the instructions if they drop an email to me. My call sign is email.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Let's go to AB3WG, Chris. And then once we finish with Chris, let's see, do I see SMB is still on mute, so we'll leave them on mute. Chris, you're next, and then we're going to go to November 3, Romeo, Quebec, Victor, after Chris. AB3WG next. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Marty and everyone on the net. Thanks very much. The Baltimore Traffic Net has seen quite a large increase in the number of check-ins we're having each evening, and that's a good thing. We're on the Shawsville repeater 145.33 each evening at 6:30, and we welcome anyone. And the Baltimore Traffic Net is available for our served agencies, our local areas groups, should need any traffic handling and instruction or help in any emergency situation. We're available here. Back to you, AB3WG.
All right, thank you, Chris. Let's go to November 3, Romeo, Quebec, Victor. All right, nothing heard. Let's go to Pat. Kilo Alpha 3, November, Juliet Whiskey. Go ahead, Pat. All right, nothing from Pat. Let's go to Whiskey Bravo 3, India Golf Whiskey. WB3IGW, Dave. Dave, no audio. You're keying it up, but no audio. I'll come back to you in just a minute. You try the test server or see if you can figure that out, and I'll be right back to you. Let's go to, and I will come back to you. I won't check you. I won't log you. I won't mark you as being done. Let's go to KC3OFD, Oscar Foxtrot Delta.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yep, that's working. The 1, 2, 3 test worked. Go ahead.
This is David, WB3IGW. Just wanted to say hi, and that, as Mike said, KA2JAI, we're having an Aries meeting tomorrow on Zoom, and we're looking into also having our club meetings on Zoom. So, back to you, Marty. This is WB3IGW.
Okay, David, thank you very much. We're going to do a reset. When we come back, it's going to go to Pam, KB3SWS, and after that will be KB3YLY. So we'll take a break for just a moment, and we'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Echolink System and Link Repeaters. Please stand by. All right, very good. Let's go to Pam, KB3SWS. Go ahead, Pam.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS, Pam, in Indian Head, which is Charles County, Southern Maryland. And we're doing fine down here, just trying to maintain that fine line between staying informed but not getting too overwhelmed with the constantly changing news and updates. So staying safe, and back to you, KB3SWS.
Okay, Pam, very good. Let me share something that I sent out today. I think it's very appropriate here. Just a moment. I sent this out earlier today. If I can get this to, there we go, it's updated. It says, I shared this with some of my friends. It says, I'm COVID isolated, having ionospheric separation with my fellow amateur radio friends and social media shortwave radio. So I am separated by several highly charged layers. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, let's go to KB3YLY. All right, next is going to be Did we already do that? I think we did. We'll come back in that just a second. While we're waiting, let's go back to Who was I supposed to go back to? Oh, my goodness. November. I lost my place here, but we'll continue on. Lee, Kilo Mike 3 Delta Victor, or Delta Romeo. Go ahead, Lee. Okay, we'll mark Lee as NA, no audio. Let's go to Pat, KLO Alpha 3, November, Juliet Whiskey. Go ahead, Pat. All right, nothing from Pat. Let's go to Pete, Kilo Bravo 3, November, Juliet Kilo. Pete.
Thank you, Marty. Hello to everybody on the net. Pete here in Hyattsville, Maryland. The most recent restriction put on the city of Hyattsville today was late in the day. They forbid any children from going onto playgrounds because they can't keep the equipment sanitary. That's about it from here. I'll send it back to Net Control. Thank you, KB3NJK.
Oh, thank you very much, Pete. That's good SA. Good situational awareness for everyone. All right. Thank you, sir. I made a note of that. Let's go to Rich, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Romeo. Nothing heard. Let's go to Chuck, Kilo Alpha. Nope, let me back up. Chuck, Kilo 3 Alpha Charlie Tango, K3ACT. All right, nothing there. Let's go to Randy, Kilo 3 Romeo Hotel Tango. Randy, go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. Good evening, all. This is Randy in Rockville. No comment for the net. K3RHT back to net control.
Okay, Randy, thank you very much from Rockville. I think that's Montgomery County. Let's go to, we already did Pat. Let's go to Chris, KB3CS. KB3CS, Chris, go ahead. Okay, no Chris. Let's go to Dan, Whiskey 3 Hotel Delta Bravo. Dan, you're next. Go ahead, sir. Well, there's a name I haven't seen in a while. Terry, K3RBT. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Marty. Just logged in. I wanted to say hello to everybody and hope everybody's safe and healthy. Over.
All right, very good. Thank you, Terry. Let's go to Milford, W3, Whiskey, Yankee, Golf. Of course, I'm just copying you, Milford. Go ahead. All right, no Milford. Let's go to Peter, Kilo Bravo 3, Victor, Zulu, Bravo, KB3Z. Let me start over. KB3VZB. Peter, go ahead. Okay, we're almost near the end of the list. W3, Mike Oscar Echo. W3, Mo, go ahead.
Hello, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, jumping in. Out of rotation again, sorry, Marty. Good evening to everybody, one and all. This is Milford in Bowie, Maryland, and I just have two good things to say. First of all, to back up what Marty said, RF does not transmit COVID-19. That's one good thing to say. And the other good thing is that this too shall pass. So with that, I'll say 73s. Thanks, Marty, for running a wonderful net. You're doing a great job. And I'll back out. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in Bowie, beating on my computer, trying to get you a shout-out. Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, very good. Let's now, thank you very much. Let's go to Mo, W3MOE. All right, nothing heard there. We're going to do Jim and then Tony. November 3, Alpha, Delta, Foxtrot. Jim, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty and the net. This is Jim, NCADF in Bowie. Just want to mention that this weekend is the Virginia CISO party. Also, the Holly Knit, weekday morning, 7 to 9, via the W3VCR repeaters. And last but not least, ham radio is the contact sport, so reach out and touch someone by radio.
I didn't hear him because his audio was so low it wasn't kicking my box over. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, it was pretty low. So he says the Holly Net on the W3VPR and radio, ham radio is a contact sport, so do some contacting. And I heard something about Bowie and pizza, Jim. I'm not sure what all that meant, but thank you very much, sir. Put it in the text box if you're on air. Local issue, had to step away. Okay, KB3CS. All right, let's go to KB3CS. He's back. And thank you very much, Jim. KB3CS, you're next.
JQ.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening to the net. I'm wondering if the powers that be would care to contemplate joining this conference up with the Maryland statewide DMR talk group 3124. No response needed tonight, just something to contemplate, and perhaps if need be, get a hold of me offline. Back to net, KB3CF.
All right, very good. Got that. Got that, Chris. Very good. All right, now let's go to Tony. I've only got a few more left on the list here, folks. Tony, KC3, Juliet, Foxtrot, Echo. Go ahead. All right, nothing there. We did Milford. We did Chris. Did we do Pat? No. Actually, the call signs are almost, they're very close. Let's do Pat, Kilo Alpha 3, November, Juliet, Whiskey. I didn't hear audio on Pat the last time. Let's try again. Go ahead, Pat. All right, nothing heard there. Jim reminds us, N3ADF reminds us that the Virginia QSO party is this weekend. Thank you very much, Jim. All right, let's do another repeater up here. Hang on, folks. We're going to jump over here to standby. All right, do we have anybody on the WB3GXW? WB3GXW on the RF side, like to come in. Your call sign, please.
WB3GXW, no traffic.
Oh, okay, John, thank you. No traffic. You want to call for other stations on your system, please?
Will do. Any other check-ins via the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland? Over. Nothing heard. Amateur radio news tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I'm sure it'll be interesting. And I would recommend everybody connect and check in and communicate as often as possible for the foreseeable future. WB3GXW clear.
Okay, very good, John. Now, last time it was ARL audio news and then something about the shack thing. I didn't catch it all. Does the rain report still get broadcasted?
The idea came across. No, rain report is no longer being produced. Hap Holly retired. Over.
All right. Made a note of that. Thank you very much. All right. The two stations I have left on my list here. Stand by. Got to scroll over here. W3FA, W3FA, and then after that, W3DKL. Let's go with W3FA first. Go ahead. All right. No audio. Let's go with W3DKL, Delta Kilo Lima.
Yeah, this is W3DKL. I didn't realize I still had my link linked to the line, the frequency tonight. Hope everybody's staying healthy and self-quarantining. LJ 73, so everyone, good night.
All right, thank you. It's good. Been fun doing this evening. We've got lots of good stations here sharing a lot of good stuff. And let's see. Okay, I've got a few stations with no audio. If you were not called or you did not respond when called, go ahead and give me your call sign again. We'll start with any station starting with Kilo first. Any stations not called or didn't check in, Kilo first. All right, any stations that start with Whiskey, Whiskey, that did not get called or have not checked in.
W3FA.
There's W3FA. Go ahead, sir. W3FA, do you have any comments for the net this evening, please? All right, we have W3FA. Okay, any stations that did not check in or I did not call? Starting with November.
Kilo Bravo 8, November Uniform Fox. I don't know if you heard me in the last one.
I didn't hear you on the last one. What's your name? Where are you located? And thanks for checking in. My name is Marty, and you're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore Echo Link and connected nodes. Go ahead, KB8. Go ahead, Tim. We hear you. Okay, Tim's out there in Oakland, Maryland. All right, Tim, let's see. I don't have any audio on you this time. I'll get back to you in just a minute. I'll put a little star right here. We'll pick you right back up here in just a second. All right, do we have any stations I did not call or did not check in, starting with the letter Alpha? and last. Any stations that did not check in, I have not called, or would like to add additional information for the ham radio community here on the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net, your call sign, please.
Whiskey 3 Yankee Victor Quebec.
W3YVQ, thank you. Stand by. Any additional stations?
November.
All right, must be on the RF side of ICF. I got the November 3. Give me your call sign again, please, sir.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Foxtrot, November.
Okay, I've got a scratchy, but I think I've got a full call sign here. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Foxtrot, November. All right, stand by. I think you're in a mobile. Let's try the mobile. Al, just give me a second. Let me grab this guy in the mobile, I think. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Foxtrot, November. Go ahead.
Q.
Thanks for taking my check. I'm in King George County, Virginia. I'm about 140 miles out, so I guess I'm right on the way. But I heard you mention a link repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. I don't know if I was wondering, is that repeater always linked, or is it just for this net? And what's the call sign of that repeater, if you would? KCATF and Mike Control.
All right, sir. The repeater that you're coming in on is the W3ICF. And no, it is not always linked. It's not always linked to this net. It can be linked to other nets, but it is linked to this net on the third Friday of every month. It's located in Frederick, Maryland, between Hagerstown and D.C. If you go up to 270-70 up towards that way, it's in Frederick, near Frederick. And it's 146.730, 146.730. So if you're 104 miles or 40 miles south, there's some good tropo going on. Go ahead.
Okay, it may be that someone was on my station, my computer antenna is actually quite nice here. I'm on a bit of a hill down here. But, I'm definitely going to do the ICF. We'll see how it holds up over the next few days. We'll find out that way how much of a tropo and how much is correct. It may be a lot of dispersion. So, is there a repeater in Silver Spring, though, that's also involved in this? That's the piece that I'm still missing.
There is a repeater in Silver Spring, sir, but it's not linked to this net tonight. It's not linked, sir. So that's all I can tell you. But I want to thank you for checking in, and if you stick around, I'll try to help you with any other questions after the net. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Foxtrot November. Okay, thank you very much. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, Control. KCATFN, back to Control.
Wow, we're covering 5 states this evening. All right, let's go to W3YVQ. Go ahead, Father Al, you're up.
Yes, sir, I'm on rather short fuse since we have a third region coming up here at 20 plus. And we have spoken in the past about what we're going to do once we get there in regard to our deployments. The one matter that comes up nowadays is how to transmit ICS form content. FL message allows you to export the text version of an ICS 213. You can attach that to radio email and send it through the WinLink system to anyone. But what happens if you have to transmit it by voice? Obviously, if someone you're talking to has an ICS form in front of them, you can probably coach them to get the content in the right place. But if it has to be handled by an intermediate station, you need to deal with email formatted text and all the punctuation. How are you all doing that currently? And if you don't have a real short answer here to hold up the conference, you can always send me an email at arl.net and we'll discuss it. But FEMA wants the case and punctuation preserved in all the blocks, including the reply box. Anyone have any comments on that? Back to you, Marty. I'll let you conduct that.
No, that's a good point. And the first thing I'd like to add to that for just a second. So when I got started in this, Father Al, very good coach and lots of opportunities to get involved. But one of the first things that I had to recognize was I was not familiar with the radiogram format. And now we have ICS 213, not now, but ICS 213 format. And my recommendation is you should be able to do a radiogram on the back of a napkin without all the boxes, nothing labeled. Be able to do the same thing in an ICS with knowing where everything goes. And we joke about that, but it's very, very realistic that you know that routine. And I agree with you absolutely that you need to be familiar with that routine. So practice among yourselves. If you need to practice a radiogram or a 213, call somebody on the phone. You can do it over the phone for practice. You don't have to do it on the air. You're all radio operator. Thank you very much, Al. Okay, let's wrap this up. It's already 17 after. It's been a long night, and it's been an extremely long week for me. As many of you know what I do for a day job, and it's been rather taxing all week. Is there any stations I did not call or those a station that would like to check in with additional information? Your call sign, please.
KB8NUF, I'm back.
No traffic.
Okay, the station is just, I got NUF, thank you. The station has just said no traffic. Hold your mic button down for just a half a second and give me your call sign again, please. And let me get off of my mic button. Okay, here we go.
N3RES, November 3, Romeo, Echo, Sierra. No traffic, over.
Okay, November 3, RES, no traffic. Thank you for joining us this evening, and appreciate you stopping by. Anything else, sir?
Oh, Roger, Roger. Your audio is a little low on my end. Thank you very much for letting me on the net, and everybody, keep your distance, no touch, and lots of hand sanitizer. With that, stay safe. 73 is all, and 3RES. Back in it.
All right, very good. Thank you. Let's go to KB8NUF from out west. Hello, Tim. How's things out there? You know, I'll tell you, Tim, I was looking on the traffic cams earlier in the week, and I was like, wow, look at it. It's looking much like a Rockwell, Norman Rockwell painting out there. You guys got snow. You know, I'm jealous. I like snow. But so what's going out there? What's going on out there now? Are you getting any of that bad weather?
Well, Marty, I got to say, if you like snow, then you need to move out here, and I need to move down where you're at, because I'm sick of it. Don't like cold weather and stuff. But more on a serious side, as far as virus concerns, we're virus-free in Allegheny-Garrett County and also in surrounding West Virginia counties. Other than that, don't take this the wrong way, but that is not an invitation to travel to Allegheny and Garrett counties, as far as I'm concerned, from you guys back east. Keep it back there. But also like to say howdy to Al there. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was that there was a thing in the paper a couple weeks ago here about community members can help during emergencies. The Allegheny and Garrett County, Maryland Responds Medical Reserves Corps, they're starting a new program up here. They're going to be having a meeting in May if that is still going to be on. As far as that goes, the Aries group up here is figuring on throwing our hat into the ring on that. Other than that, we're not too worried up here. Everything except, of course, you know, the Maryland mandated stuff has been shut down, you know, the restaurants and everything, but everybody else is basically going on with life as normal, but still taking precautions just in case. This is KB8NUF.
All right, Tim. Well, thank you for that information. There's a lot of opportunities to volunteer. I would suggest if you are very interested or slightly interested in emergency communications and volunteer and compassionate volunteerism, say that again, I would suggest you joining ARES. Others may suggest you joining RACES. Others may suggest you join ACS. I don't care what you join. Just if you're going to jump in, you jump in. Now, I'm going to say this. If you join Aries, you've got the opportunity for all the great training and all of the materials that goes with Aries, as well as being part of Aries Connect. Hasn't been really adopted well everywhere. The idea is you put your information in there, and if there's an event that you would like to volunteer for, you can make the check mark that says, I want to volunteer for the hike across Maryland. And then the organizer can see that. Makes it a whole lot easier for everybody, including your leadership at the section level for doing monthly reports. So if you're an Aries member or know someone is an Aries member, or you're involved in an amateur radio club or an Aries team, I would encourage you to get signed up or logged in and set up with Aries Connect. And if you have any questions, there's some great tutorials out there, but if you'd like my guidance, you have to send me an email and I'll point you to the right person. All right, that's about it for this evening. Does anybody have any alibis before we close the net? This is KB3MXM.
JQQ.
Hey, Marty, just one more thing here. By the way, I have been an Aries member for the past 30 years, and our club up here is an Aries group. And actually, I am the Racy's member for up here in Garrett County. Even though I cannot make the Racy's nets, during their regular net time once a month, simply because of my work. But I am involved in both, and so is a lot of other people up here. Back to net, KB8NUF.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very, very much, Tim. I really appreciate that and all that you're doing out there. I don't get a chance to get out that way. I work in D.C., so just like visiting the Eastern Shore to attend a club meeting, I have to go over the big puddle called the Chesapeake Bay, or in this case, I got to go over the hill called the Appalachians to get out your way. So I don't get much of a chance to get out there. So most of the correspondence is remote. But I appreciate you joining us this evening. Please come back again. I invite, encourage you to try to join us as often as you can, once a month. And you can find the section news on the ARRL website. Just look there, and then in the search box put in MDC, Maryland, D.C., and you should see the section news. If you're an ARRL member, you can also sign up for the section news under your profile. Say you would like to see your section news and information, and you'll come to your inbox on your email when I send it out, because I send it out through the list server at headquarters, and I post it on the league website. Also, for social media, and I mentioned this earlier for any of you that might have joined late, make sure you have one clear line of communications if you're involved with your clubs. Let me take a break. If you're involved with your clubs or other radio organizations, make sure your members and your community knows where you're posting information. It could be Twitter, Facebook, it might be a website, it might be all of them. Just make sure your information is timely and accurate. And when you're ready to communicate with your teams and your members, make sure you do it on the schedule that you've set up. Or if you need to contact them immediately, a phone call does work. Also, one last thing, I know many of you have left, but I want to try to have an accountability check-in. In other words, touch every ham in the state of Maryland. Let them know that your friends and comrades are here, and check in with your fellow hams to make sure their welfare is good. Now, I'm going to tell you, the number is big, but I don't think that this is very hard to do. So we have about 11,700 hams. You can find hams by zip code, by grid square. It doesn't really matter. Check in with them. Invite them to contact you. Make sure everyone is okay, and we'll get through this together. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. WB3GXW, John, thank you for letting us use the conference bridge here on the Wash_DC, and the linked repeaters who checked in, and all of you that joined us this evening. I hope you've learned something, and please come back next month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. This is KB3MXM. And there are 7-3. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good morning.
Yeah, what a night. What a week.
Hey, Marty. Did you notice what repeater got that Ohio connection?
He wasn't in Ohio. He was in Virginia.
140 miles. Somebody wrote in there on the text. Somebody else said that, like he looked it up, that 8 call there. But he was scratching coming into the repeater, but if he was where he said he was, you know, eight calls should have been somewhere over in West Virginia or Ohio, but someone put in a text there, it was Ohio. I didn't look it up. But he was stretching the string pretty tight to get to our repeater.
Okay, Phil. I'll give you credit. Yes, indeed. He came all the way from where he was and got to your repeater. But, you know, I'll tell you this, just FYI. I'm sure some of you might know where Mount Weather is, Percival. Anyway, I've been out there quite a bit. And from that mountaintop, I can hit the Anne Arundel repeater, 147.75 and 105 from out there on the mountain. It all has to do with line of sight, brother. And if he's up high enough, it's all line of sight. All right, folks, I need to take a break. It's been a long week. Thank you all for joining us, 73KB3MXM Clear. Thanks, Phil.
Take care, Marty. W3ICF Clear, going to lock down the connections.
Quick comment, Phil, W3 Papa Baker Charlie, KBTS.
About 12 miles north-northeast of Breezewood, if you know where the truck stop there is at 30 and the Turnpike and Interstate 70. From there, I can regularly bring up the 147-035 Columbia repeater. I can bring up the Ashton repeater for the PVRC, and I can bring up repeaters in Ohio and talk to mobiles out of Dulles. So. And that's not line of sight. And from Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania on 2 gigahertz at 1296, I've worked mobiles down at Virginia Beach. And that's not line of sight. Virginia Beach, Virginia, from Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania. KC3View.
That's awesome. Who was that, KB what?
Hello, Charlie 3, Victor Oscar, KC3VO Bob, sometimes known as Motorcycle Mobile, the guy with the kilowatt motorcycle HF mobile unit.
Oh, talk about a V8 stroking power ride you got. Okay. All right, folks, I got to get some sleep. I'm wiped out. 73's all. And someone said Breezewood, too, but all I got was PBC. Papa Bryant Baker Charlie is all I got. Okay, 73's fine.
Hello, 1-2-10. Hello, Charlie 3, Victor Oscar, KC3VO Bob, is the guy that says has a kilowatt motorcycle mobile, and it worked 1296, 1.296 gigahertz, and 2304, 2.304 gigahertz, from Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania to Virginia Beach, Virginia, mobile to mobile on single sideband.
Didn't you used to do amateur television as well? Seems like I remember you from somewhere. KB3JQQ.
KB3JQQ, you are correct. You are correct. We can also run amateur TV with a couple of hundred watts even from the mobile motorcycle. All kinds of crazy stuff. And if you search YouTube under my call sign, Kilo Charlie 3 Victor Oscar, you will also see perhaps a posted video of me with my walkie-talkie HF backpack. That backpack with its little 8.5-pound battery, the output power was measured at the Dayton Hamden just a few years ago, and it was 2,089 watts. That's 2.089 kilowatt walkie-talkie, over.
That's a little too close to be next to my head.
I did not crank it that high when it's just to the antenna next to my head. I was into a dummy load, because it wouldn't be closer into an antenna, of course.
All right, well, good to hear from you. I got to get this net posted so I can get on with my evening. Sorry about the feedback. KB3JQQ.
KB3JQQ. KC3VL. One good thing about the 2-kilowatt walkie-talkie is that it's rumored that the high RF field kills coronavirus. The corona discharge off the antenna kills the coronavirus. How's that? KC3VL.
Kilo Charlie 3, Kilo Lima Juliet.
Charlie 3, Kilo Lima Juliet, KC3VL.
I suppose if it kills the host, it also kills the virus. Back to you.
That's one way to look at it.
I finally got my tone straightened out over here. I'm trying to mess with the new radio. I didn't quite make it into the net, but 73 to all, and we'll talk to you later. KC3KLJ, I'll be clear.
Yeah, I don't know where you are, KLJ, but making it in there fine now. I'm running portable, not at my home station. I'm down here by the National Harbor,
near the MGM Hotel in Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We're on an 991A on battery power emergency capability with a beam out here on the rear deck of where I'm staying now. So just playing around here, having a little fun. Over.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, it's a nice night to be out. ICOM ICV-8. I just picked it up from a friend. Got a little donation to me. Didn't need it anymore, so I thought I'd give it a try. And I need to go pull the manual because I'm very unfamiliar with this thing. But anyhow, I think I'll go turn in for the night. So everybody, we'll talk to you later. It's KC3KLJ 73 Doll.
Okay, KC3KLJ. Good luck. And the audio sounds better than some of the other stuff I heard from other people earlier. 73, KC3 VL Squid.